50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday. Back to the work week. Now, I had a crazy weekend. Now, first Friday, I was out in Kentucky for the Kentucky Derby.
Horse racing is trash.
I mean, there's a lot of Caucasian people that really enjoy it.
Yes, they do.
I DJ'd a party out there, and these older Caucasian people had a good time. I mean, they were telling me what songs to play, and they would jump on stage and start rapping. Yes, all rap songs. They're all old rap songs.
Horse racing is trash, man.
What kind of songs were they asking for?
Like Rob Bass. I want to rock right now. I'm Rob Bass, and they knew lyric for lyric. They knew everything. Like, they were ready for this one.
Remember that movie Seabiscuit about horse racing?
Yes.
That was trash, too.
Oh, my goodness. Well, somebody made a lot of money betting on horse racing. Then Saturday, I was in Delaware.
Somebody made a lot of money horse racing.
No, horse racing. Saturday, I was in Delaware. Shout to Delaware. And then Sunday, I hosted this event. It's an event benefiting children with cancer.
I saw you out there. You was out there with my people, Rashina.
Yes, yes. It was a dope event. It was put on by this 12-year-old named Sierra, and it's a fashion show, and it was just a dope event. All the proceeds went to helping kids with cancer. Nick Cannon donated some money. Puff Daddy donated some money. And Gia and I hosted it. It was just a dope
event. How do you host a charity event? I mean,
it was a fashion show.
Segway.
No, it was a fashion show.
I've done that for the past couple of years, that same fashion show.
Yeah, it was beautiful just to see the different kids and the designer. She actually designed her own line. It was just dope, man. It was a good, positive event, man. And hopefully we can be part of it every year, no matter what we do, whether it's donating.
How much you charging people? Hope you ain't charging people.
No, you can't charge anybody for a fashion event. It's charity. It's giving back.
Especially if it's about cancer.
Not only did we donate our time, we donated some money. So it was just a good cause, man. I wanted to tear up. There was girls that, I think she was 10 years old. She had cancer. She was fighting with cancer. They gave her an award for it. It was just a dope, dope event. So shout to Sierra. Shout to Heaven. These are the two young girls that were hosting the event this year. It was just a beautiful thing.
Well, I was in Miami over the weekend, and it was pretty eventful because they have the Rolling Loud Festival, which I had never even heard of previously, but everybody was out there. And I actually saw a G-Spin. He used to work here with us.
Really?
Yeah, so we sat down and had a meal together. Then my flight getting back was delayed about 4 hours. I don't know what was going on. I know the weather was really bad. There was a lot of rain, torrential rain, downpours.
That was nasty over the weekend, everywhere.
And then yesterday, I always say this, we had an employee appreciation dinner for Juices for Life in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have been working really hard to make sure. We just opened the juice bar in September. It's been a lot of hard work. So I always say that you have to take care of people when they do good things. Sometimes we yell at people and we get mad when they're messing up. But when they're doing well, you have to commend them also. So it's just an appreciation. Thank you, everybody, for all you
do. Yeah, thank you for everybody who works at the juice bar. I couldn't make it. I was at the charity event, but I've seen an event with Nice. L'Oreal told me it was a really nice event. Charlamagne.
Yes.
You still out there selling them books, bro?
Oh, man. Yes, I'm in L.A. right now because tonight I'll be at the iHeartRadio Theater in Burbank, California at 7 p.m., you know, signing books and talking about the book Black Privilege Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. So if you're in the L.A. area, that's where I'll be today. Well, let's start the show, damn it.
All right, front page news, what we're talking about?
Well, we are talking about hazing. We'll tell you what happened on this one campus where someone who was pledging actually ended up dying. Also, we'll discuss this Obamacare repeal. What does former President Barack Obama have to say to Congress about the Affordable Care Act?
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Let's get the show cracking. Here's Bad and Bougie. It's Migos. It's the Breakfast Club. Come on, let's go. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news.
Yes.
Now, in sports, the Cavs swept the Raptors 109 to 102, so it's a wrap for the Raptors.
That's kind of a surprise. I mean, I knew that the Cavs would probably win the series, but I thought the Raptors could at least get a game or two out of it.
Yeah, Jesus. That was pretty bad for them. The Wizards tied a series with Boston. They won 121-102, and the Rockets tied a series with the Spurs. They won 125-104. Now, did you watch boxing over the weekend?
You know I did.
How was it? I missed it. What was going on?
I mean, the fight was trash. You know, I'm a Canelo Alvarez fan, but the fight was trash.
They went the full 12 rounds.
Yeah, because Chavez is, like, just a trash can.
But they've announced another fight.
Oh, absolutely. The fight.
What fight? Tell me.
Triple G versus Canelo Alvarez, September 16th.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. That looks like that's going to be a good one.
Should be.
Okay. Now, let's talk about, Obama. That's what you're talking about? Obama. What's going on with Obama?
Well, he is commenting now on, as you know, members of Congress are trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act, his signature health care law. And here's what he has to say about passing a bill to replace and repeal Obamacare.
I hope that current members of Congress recall that it actually doesn't take a lot of courage to aid those who are already powerful, already comfortable, already influential. But it does require some courage to champion the vulnerable and the sick and the infirm, those who often have no access to the corridors of power. I hope they understand that courage means not simply doing what is politically expedient, but doing what they believe deep in their hearts is right. And this kind of courage is required from all of us.
So that bill, as originally introduced, would leave 24 million fewer people insured by 2026 than under Obamacare. And, you know, this just made me think of when Jimmy Kimmel was on last week and he was talking about his son and how his son was so sick and how everybody should have access to health care.
They did an echocardiogram, which is a sonogram of the heart, and found that Billy was born with a heart disease. It's hard to explain. Basically, the pulmonary valve was completely blocked, and he has a hole in the wall between the left and right sides of his heart. And on Monday morning, Dr. Starnes opened his chest and fixed one of the two defects in his heart. He opened the valve, and the operation was a success. He'll have to have another open heart surgery in 3 to 6 months to close those holes, and then he'll have a third sometime maybe in his early teens to replace the valve he has now.
So his point was everybody should have access to health care.
Absolutely.
And he experienced that firsthand with his son.
No, and health care is very expensive. When Brooklyn was born, that's my newest, she's 8 months. There was a problem with the health care. I actually forgot to add her. And the fee for a baby's birth was $9,000.
Jesus Christ.
And I was just thinking, you know, luckily I was able to put her on the policy and everything was okay. I actually faxed over the paperwork. They didn't receive it. But they would have charged me $9,000. And that's very expensive. And who can afford that?
Well, yeah, and with the new legislation, insurers can charge higher premiums if you're in your 50s, if you're in your 60s. You know, people that really, really need their health insurance.
Right, absolutely. Now, Penn State, what was going on in Penn State?
Manslaughter charges in Penn State for a fraternity pledge that passed away. Eight members of a Penn State fraternity were charged with involuntary manslaughter. One of the students died after a night of heavy drinking. That was Timothy J. Piazza, 19 years old, from Lebanon, New Jersey. The cause of death was traumatic brain injury. He fell down several times, including down a set of basement stairs. And they're saying his blood alcohol content was between 0.26 and 0.36. That amount would make him stuporous, and it would also be life-threatening. So it wasn't just an accident. It was a direct result of reckless conduct from those other students just forcing him to drink. They had drinking stations set up, and he kept falling.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
He ended up dying.
But, you know, it gets to a point where that one student has to say enough's enough, because, I mean, every college has hazing, and I've been through it when I was going to pledge, and I wasn't going to go but so far.
Yeah, you can't
wasn't
be
gonna,
part.
Yeah, you wasn't going to hurt me but so much.
Yeah, and you can't be part of the fraternity if you're dead.
Right.
You know what
I mean, you know, what it is when you get drunk like that, you don't even realize sometimes how drunk you are, and you're trying to, everyone else is doing it, you're part of the hazing process. It's hard to be like, I'm not doing anymore.
All right.
Penn State got to be haunted, though, man. All that Terry Jarrett Sandusky calls on that campus.
My goodness. All
Gotta
right.
be evil spirits all around.
That's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're mad, if you're upset, call us right now. We'll put you live on the air. Or if you're blessed and you want to spread some positivity, call us up right now. We'll put you on the air as The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
This is D.
Hey, you mad and your blessed mama this morning?
I am mad and I'm blessed.
Tell us about it.
I'm blessed because I actually work at home. I'm able to get my kids up every single morning and get them off to school. But I'm mad because I'm touching on the Obamacare.
Uh-huh.
I actually work for an insurance company. I work in the department that handles the Obamacare. So right now I'm technically in the process of losing my job because Trump is trying to get rid of Obamacare.
Damn.
Wow. If this repeal goes through, then this might possibly save my job.
Wow.
So,
hold on, so I never even thought about that. There's people that's not going to get health care, but people are going to lose their job behind that too, huh?
Absolutely.
Yes, hundreds of people in my department will be losing their jobs probably by 2018 if this repeal does not go through. On top of, it's helped so many of the people in my department save their lives. I know a lady who just went through cancer, and because of Obamacare, it saved her life.
Right.
So it's it does help a lot of people save lives. On top of, it, you know, gives people jobs. So
right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you,
yeah.
Mama.
Thank you. Y'all
good
have
luck.
A blessed day.
Hello, who's this?
Good luck to all of us.
It's Jay Tolan from Dayton, Ohio, man.
Why are you mad, bro?
I'm blessed and I'm mad. I'm blessed because I started a new job this week. I'm mad because I broke up with my girl last night and I left my uniform at her house.
Oh, damn.
Why did you guys break up? So you got in a fight and just stormed out?
Yeah, because she couldn't handle the pressure. Like, we just kept bickering over petty stuff. I just got a job. I was unemployed for a couple of months.
So
she had to pay the bills on her own and all that. She
financial pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Financial problems.
So she just wanted you to...
Financial problems, and I just lost my grandmother, so I've been depressed. Like, just all types of chaos.
Oh, so you was just miserable. You ain't had no job. Yeah. You was waiting to get on your feet, and your grandma just died, so you was just bringing everybody down in the house, huh?
Right.
You think you guys are going to get back together?
Now. Yeah, we probably will, but right now I got to get this job going. Got to get my money up.
So she going to let you get your uniform?
No, she ain't answering the phone.
Wow.
Where you work at? What kind of uniform you got?
Man, a job is a job, but I work at Wendy's now.
There you go, okay. My brother.
So what are you going to do without your uniform? How are you going to fix that?
I'm going to tell them I ain't got a uniform, so somebody's going to have to come up without a shirt.
You're going to get fired today, bro. You better go to
your... just started.
You better go to your ex-girl house and beg her for that
shirt.
Uniform, man. Damn it, man.
I'm going to be honest with you. He still sounds depressing to me.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to work out well for him.
You can't come to your first day without your uniform already.
Uniform. Your
it's
attitude,
not a good sign.
His attitude seems terrible.
All right. Tell them why you're mad and tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
Hi, it's Misa from Queens.
Hey, mama, tell them why you're blessed or mad. Which one are you?
I'm blessed.
All right, tell us why.
I just got my final grades for this semester, and I got a 3.5, so my
scholarship
renewed.
That's right.
Nice. Well,
thank you. I'll get my scholarship again next semester. I go to Howard.
All right, congratulations to you. That's a big deal, man.
I wouldn't
that GPA.
Say the whole Howard thing. I wouldn't, you know, the whole Howard thing. I mean, you would have should have went to Hampton.
Hey, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
You hosted the Seth Show last semester, and I love you. I was so excited.
Thank you.
That freak ate you and all, but whatever makes your day, mama.
Real ate you.
You know what's crazy is that Envy goes and DJs at Howard, but he won't go DJ at Hampton.
I DJ both,
but
actually.
Don't you, Envy? You're not even repping your school.
Yeah, he don't even barely rep Hampton.
I actually DJ both.
Low-key knows who the real
H2
is. So.
There you go.
Have a good morning, my
I done seen people at Hampton that said, how come Envy don't do nothing for Hampton
I
ever?
Do a lot for Hampton, actually. I do a whole lot.
Howard probably cuts a bigger check.
Exactly.
Well, Howard does cut a bigger check, but
there
I do a lot
go.
For Hampton. All right, well, tell them why you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Well, since we're talking about school, let's talk about Nicki Minaj and what she's doing for some college students. Also, we'll tell you who Roc Nation just inked a deal with.
Okay, we'll get into all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report.
This
is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, ain't this nice? Nicki Minaj has been giving money towards kids going to college. Now, I started off with somebody asking for some money for some college fees as a joke on Twitter. Well, Nicki Minaj actually said, show me straight A's that I can verify with your school and I'll pay it. Who wants to join that contest? Dead serious, should I set it up? And people started hitting her up, and she was responding. Some person hit her up and said, I started off college with a bang, and I really need help paying for the next 3 years. Please, Nick. And she responded, how much do you need?
Charlamagne, why are you calling Eddie our producer right now?
Oh, we can't hear him. Maybe that's why.
That's the reason why. Okay.
Probably, he's like, I can't hear.
I can't hear you guys.
Charlamagne is on the line. He's in L.A. right now.
Okay.
All right. Other people were tweeting her. I've been graduated. She can hit up these student loans, though. And she said, how much do you owe? So some people have already been receiving their funds as well from Nicki Minaj.
What up, Rich?
So,
I think I got disconnected.
Hey, we hear you. Charlamagne.
This guy's crazy. Go ahead.
All right. Also, congratulations to Van Jones, who has inked a management deal with Roc Nation.
Mm-hmm.
CNN commentator Van Jones. So that's going to be a good deal for him.
I guess he'll do a lot of documentaries, so I'm sure he'll be hosting a lot of those. And Nicki Minaj, what she did was dope. But the only thing with Nicki Minaj doing that, I don't know about your DMs, but now I got a lot of people in my DMs the last 2 days asking for money.
Right.
Like crazy. Like
that's why, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I do things, but I never, ever talk about it.
Nah.
I will not say anything.
Yeah,
all right?
People will ask like crazy.
All right. And in addition to that, there is the Reasonable Doubt capsule collection that just launched at Barney's. So congratulations to Jay-Z for that. The brand Roc 96.
Hey, Biggs. I seen Biggs and Emery taking pictures out there. I actually was in Barney's this week and I seen the whole line. It's pretty dope.
Yes, the prices range from $235 to $4,000. Jay-Z made a statement. This capsule celebrates a time when we were dreamers. So congratulations to all of them. Such a huge deal.
Yeah, that's real dope.
All right, now, this woman, Yes Jules, she, I guess, calls herself the queen of Snapchat, and she was supposed to be hosting a couple of different festivals in Canada. I don't know.
What does Yes Jules do? I think she
hosts events, and then they said she was like a ambassador, spokesperson for different brands,
okay.
I guess. I'm not 100% sure. I don't think I'm not 100% sure. But what did happen was she posted a picture. She's white, and she posted a picture of a shirt that said, N-words lie a lot. And she said, so am I allowed to wear this shirt at the festival tomorrow or not?
Iggas lie a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And people started going in on her. Well, she actually then started crying on social media just to apologize. Here's what she said.
I just wanted to come on here and say that I made a huge mistake yesterday and did something really dumb. And I'm so sorry. I understand completely that I f***ed up.
All right, she said that she wasn't trying to offend anybody. She said somebody had asked her if they would wear this T-shirt that he made. Now, those two festivals she was supposed to be hosting dropped her.
Wow.
And they put out a statement on behalf of the Utopia Music Fest team. We regret to inform you that in light of the recent inappropriate comment made by Yes Jules on social media, we have decided she will no longer be co-hosting our event on Thursday, June 1st, as her actions do not comply with our core values.
Didn't she have a sex tape at one point?
She also did have a sex tape out. So she's not part of these lineups, and she's been dropped from these two festivals.
I don't know her, but it seems like she makes a lot of poor decisions. I see her in the news a lot because it seems like she makes a lot of poor decisions, poor choices.
Well, she has. I see her all the time hanging around the industry, a lot of black friends, so she probably feels comfortable. She probably uses it with them, and she probably thought it was fine to use, and then she got that backlash.
Right. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report. And by the way, it's just never a good idea for you to use the N-word if
you're
white.
I mean, it's just not.
You should just. It's not a good idea to ever be in blackface for any reason if you're white. Never a good idea to use the N-word. Just don't do it. Stay away from it. Just some advice.
Unless you're using it in this proper context when you're using it as a term of oppression, you know?
What do you mean?
Like if you're actually calling somebody the N-word. Because you feel they are indeed an N-word.
No,
you're openly racist and openly a bigot.
Oh, there you go.
That's
all right.
What I'm trying
now,
to tell
okay,
you.
I got you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Just get ready for those repercussions.
There you go.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's your rumor report. When we come back, we got front page news. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Let's talk the playoffs. NBA, Cleveland Cavaliers swept the Raptors 109-102. It's a wrap for them. The Wizards tied Boston 121-102, and the Rockets tied the Spurs 125-104. Now, I didn't see boxing over the weekend. Did you guys see it?
Absolutely ordered the fight on Saturday night. Yep. Canelo Alvarez versus Chavez Jr.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to see Canelo in action. But who cares about that fight? That fight was trash. We knew Canelo was going to win that. But Canelo and Triple G on September 16th is finally going down.
Okay.
I can't wait to go to that event, okay? I'm going to have me a Big Baller Brand sweatsuit and a Big Baller Brand slides.
Not. You better not.
Fresh.
Did you buy the slides yet?
Yes, but they don't come till like November.
You really bought them? And you say November. Right. November.
They're back order till November or something.
Wow.
That's hey man, that's good. I mean, he got some people buying his stuff.
Or he just don't have any available yet.
I read something. I don't know how true it is. They said he made $154,000 in like 48 hours or something like that.
Well, congratulations to him.
That's good for hell him. Yeah. Some of us don't make $154,000 in a lifetime. Nonetheless, freaking 2 days.
All right. Well, let's talk about Obama.
All right. Well, our former President Barack Obama is saying that members of Congress have to stand up and oppose the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. That was Obama's signature health care law. And he gave this speech yesterday. He was at the John F. Kennedy Library Foundation in Boston. Here's what he said.
I hope that current members of Congress recall that it actually doesn't take a lot of courage to aid those who are already powerful, already comfortable, already influential. But it does require some courage to champion the vulnerable and the sick and the infirm, those who often have no access to the corridors of power. I hope they understand that courage means not simply doing what is politically expedient, but doing what they believe deep in their hearts is right. And this kind of courage is required from all of us.
Right. So basically, under Trump's plan, 26 million Americans will lose health insurance by 2020. Mm. And they estimate about 54 million Americans will lose coverage by 2026 under this plan. Also, older people will be paying a lot more. It's going to be difficult.
Did I tell you I met Queen Michelle Obama on Friday?
Mm-mm.
Now we're waiting for the picture on the gram.
Oh, I got the pic. Well, I don't have the pic because they take their own pics. They take your phone and everything, and they take the pic for you.
Oh.
But I was at her national signing day on Friday.
Oh, that's exciting. I wish I could have been there.
Yeah, I was participating in that. Salute to Black Thought and Questlove. We had to go out there and tell them the importance of college, even though Black Thought and Questlove both dropped out, and I didn't even go.
I actually posted for National Signing Day. Shout out to Wesleyan University.
Shout out to Hampton University.
I was out there with an African American College Alliance hoodie. They was like, "Where college?" Couldn't find no Gamecock gear, so I wore African American College Alliance hoodie.
All right, there you go.
Yes.
Now let's talk about this hazing incident.
Yeah. Now this was a terrible situation that happened. A student died while he was actually pledging, and they said he drank so much and he actually fell repeatedly. And so now 8 members of that fraternity are being charged with involuntary manslaughter. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
That is crazy.
Other people should be aware of, like, okay, even just the students should be like, okay, this is too much for him to do.
They probably had no idea, but as a student that I was actually involved in hazing incident when I was pledging at one point, and you know, at you have to know when to say, you know what, I'm not doing this. This is not
it's
worth
so
me
hard
dying.
Though, because then you get it's just so hard. I had an ex-boyfriend when I was in college, and he actually pledged Q, and I remember one time they used to make him drive from college to college and do everybody's laundry in Connecticut, and he crashed his car because he fell asleep
tired.
Because he was so tired from going all over the place, and he totaled his car and crashed it, but he could have died.
Yeah.
Why is it involuntary manslaughter? Because it's a frat? Because what if you was just sitting around with your homeboys and y'all was drinking and you was forcing one of your boys to drink and that happened?
Well, they had video footage, and they said the pledges had to consume 4 to 5 drinks of wine, beer, or liquor in a 2-minute period. And the security camera video in that frat house helped prosecutors describe what happened to Timothy J. Piazza. He was only 19 years old, and the cause of death was traumatic brain injury. So because they had that video footage, and because his death was not an unfortunate accident, but it was the result of encouraged reckless conduct. So it was a disregard for human life.
That's what I'm saying. So I wonder if it's just because it's a fraternity and that's an organization, because what if you was just with a group of friends and that happened?
If you were with a group of friends and they were like, you got to drink, you got to do this, drink, 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 and going, it might be the same type of situation.
Yeah. I mean, it'd probably be no jail time, just I'm sure probation, and they'll suspend that chapter at that school, I'm sure. It happens a lot. But anyway, that's front page news. All right, now when we come back, shoot your shot. All right, we open up the phone lines and allow you to possibly kick it with somebody that maybe you're feeling, maybe you want a chance with. We'll do it when we come back. You can always email us, breakfastclubam@gmail.com. Here's Gucci Mane, Drake, it's both. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Are you ready?
It's time to shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot
with the Breakfast Club.
This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up.
Tiana, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, now you know you called, shoot your shot. So now what's going on? Tell us.
So I really want your help because this is a little embarrassing. I have a huge crush on my coworker.
Okay, that's nothing embarrassing about that, unless you work here.
No, no, I work at a finance company, actually, and my coworker and I are loan officers together. So we spend a lot of time in meetings and helping each other out on projects and things like that, and, you know, like late hours at the office occasionally. And he actually just transferred to Detroit from St. Louis.
Okay.
And I think he's really attractive. A lot of the ladies in the office think he's attractive too.
Have you guys had like any real conversation? Have you gone to lunch? Anything yet?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, most of it has been pretty business-oriented. I've gotten to know him a little bit through some of our casual interactions just because we work pretty closely together. But I don't think he has any idea that I am feeling him. I get...
Is he single?
You gonna throw the box at him or not, man?
Is he single, though? Just make sure he don't have no girl. He's not married.
Yeah, no, not from what I can tell. He's definitely not married. I mean, well, there's no ring. He's never made mention of anybody.
What's
no
the problem, ma? You grown. What do you want, ma?
She wants to shoot her shot. She being grown.
So you want a relationship with this guy? You just want some penis?
No, I really want to get to know him better. I really like him a lot.
You're not answering either question, Ma. You're dancing. Do you want a relationship or you want some penis?
She said she wants to get to know
both.
Him.
Okay, now we're getting like, somewhere.
She wants a relationship with his penis.
So how are we going to approach this, Ma? The fastest way between the two points is a straight line.
What?
What you want to do?
I want to talk to him.
All right, let's call him. You have his number.
Call him when we come back.
Don't seem too thirsty, though. I don't want you to seem too thirsty, but I want you to be aggressive, okay, with the box, all right?
Don't be aggressive with the box. Get to know the person.
Nah, she already knows him.
And what's his name, Mama?
It's JT.
JT. We're going to call Big JT this morning, okay?
Justin Timberlake.
How you know it's Big JT? It could be Lil JT.
Is JT big, Ma?
Yeah, he's pretty tall, actually. That's kind of what I like about him.
Anybody's tall to Charlamagne.
He looks like who? He looks like who?
That is true.
He looks like a tall Lorenz Tate.
Tate, okay. I'm taller than Lorenz Tate, by the way.
Oh, okay. Me and Charlamagne had the same reaction. No, we both said, oh, okay.
I just want to throw that out there.
All right.
We're going to call Big JT.
All right, you better stop calling him.
Okay.
We're
going to get you penetrated this morning, Ma.
All right. When we come back, keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club.
Ooh, she said, ooh.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. We have Tiana on the line, and she's trying to shoot her shot. Let's call him up, Tiana.
Hello?
JT, it's Tiana from work.
Oh,
how you doing?
Good. I'm good. What's good, Tiana? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm sorry to bother you on the phone like this, but I was calling unrelated to work to see if there might be a chance that you're interested in getting to know me a little bit better outside of the office. Maybe we could grab drinks or something sometime and just kind of casually talk.
Word? For real? Yeah.
Yes, girl. Yes.
You got him.
All right. You got it. Reel it in.
What's up, JT? This is the Breakfast Club.
Pretend we're not here.
What's up? Go ahead. Keep going.
Whoa. Okay. got an audience for this here.
Well, listen, JT, this is a segment we do called Shoot Your Shot. Tiana basically said she wanted to have sex with you and she wants to be in a relationship with you.
She said she wants to get to know you a little bit.
We had to give her the courage to call you to make
she
all that happen.
That. she must have said that before we jumped on the phone with each other, because that
he has the utmost respect for Tiana, right?
That's right.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm like, this is a pleasant surprise right now.
Oh!
So you've been waiting on Tiana to make that move, JT?
Yo, I'm like mad joyful right now.
Why you ain't make the
He's
move?
Joyful.
Why you ain't make the move though?
Okay, listen, you know, I mean, it's always a little bit different when you deal with somebody at work. You know, you never want to feel too comfortable putting that out there. You know, you never know how that can go. You don't want to end up sitting in HR's office all of a sudden with no job.
Gotcha. No
true.
Real talk. Real
That's
talk.
True.
Well, listen, okay. This is what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to wear condoms.
That's right.
Okay. And JT, I don't want you to do her dirty. Don't unfollow her on social media after you smash. You know,
No, not at all. I'm following you wherever, girl. Let's make it happen right now.
Man, this is beautiful, man.
Yeah, this is good. Well,
I love it.
Keep us updated. Let us know how the dates go and how everything works out.
Okay, definitely. You said
date. Let me ask you a question.
This is so cute.
Now, Tiana, do you have a time frame on when you may or may not give him some?
That's not relevant. Tiana, don't answer
yes,
that.
Yes, it is. Answer it, Tiana. What? Do you have a time frame?
I like to feel things out. I tend to have on an individual basis.
Oh, there you
By
go.
Feel things out, what she means, JT, is she's going to touch your penis to see how big it is.
Stop
if
it's
not
stop
big
it,
enough.
Stop it. No.
Hey, listen.
JT, don't let him disrespect
quiet,
her like
JT.
That.
Yeah, just be quiet.
Yeah, we ain't on no timeline. We on our own timeline.
There you
girl.
Go.
It's all about us.
I like this. This is cute. This is going to be awesome. I love it.
JT.
He's a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart.
That's right. JT and Tiana, y'all better have that same energy when y'all see each other now.
All right. Right. Well, good luck, guys.
Too cute.
Thank you.
We wish you, wish you the best.
Tiana, are the other women in the office going to be jealous?
They probably are. I think it's probably a good idea for us to keep it low-key at the workplace. So.
Too late. Y'all on the
until they hear this.
We're
going
to keep it low. We're going to keep it low and build, girl.
Right.
All right.
Ooh, I like how you said that. Keep it low and build.
Girl. Okay.
Peace to the God.
All right. Good luck, guys. That was Shoot Your Shot. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, there's some rumors going around about Chris Rock. Who did he cheat on his wife with? He talks about cheating with a woman who was famous. We'll tell you who they are saying that woman is. Also, imagine if you break up with your man, but your mom is still working with him. We'll tell you this Kardashian story.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Chris Rock has been very open about the fact that he wasn't a great husband to his wife. He did cheat on her. And he admits that he cheated with three different women, one famous, one semi-famous, and one a member of the retail class. Now, according to Page Six, he was cheating on his wife with Kerry Washington when they were filming I Think I Love My Wife. So, ironically, that movie's about fantasies of him cheating on his wife. And in real life, he really was cheating on his wife, allegedly, with Kerry Washington, according to these sources.
Well, I'm mad that that news came out a week too late. Chris Rock did his press run last week, okay? He was on The Breakfast Club last week. We could have asked him, all right?
Now, according to a source close to Chris Rock, they're saying that it's a joke when he says he cheated with the famous person. He even says he cheated with a member of Destiny's Child, but not Beyonce. He was friends with Kerry around that time. They did the movie together. He was also separated from his wife around that time. They were off and on a lot during their marriage. It was a rocky situation.
That's got to be tough, because imagine if your wife is really a fan of Scandal and then you sleep with Kerry Washington. She should kind of understand, right?
No.
Because she's a fan of Scandal, she should understand?
You don't think she would kind of like, okay, I get it. It's Olivia Pope.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
All right. Now let's discuss this. Kris Jenner is producing a new show starring Scott Disick. The weird thing about that is Scott Disick was with Kourtney Kardashian. He's repeatedly cheated on her and gotten caught. They're not together right now, but she's going to still produce a show, a house flipping show. So,
house flipping show?
Yes.
Okay.
They did the pilot episode. It's called Royally Flipped. So the question is, should her mom be doing a show with her ex and producing? It's all about money, right?
Everything's
when it comes
open
down to it,
family.
It's just about business.
Everything's open to that family when it comes to money.
Courtney might be a producer on that show, too. You never know. Courtney might be eating off that situation.
All right, and there are rumors about Papoose cheating on Remy Ma. One woman was claiming that she actually had his baby and did several interviews about it. Here is one of the interviews that she did.
How many times did y'all sleep together while she was in prison?
Twice.
You and Papoose. Twice.
when I was with him, he would talk about her a lot, and I felt that it was genuine. But how I was so in love with him and, you know, so infatuated with him that I said, you know, let me fall back. This man really serious about her.
All right, I have to admit, I was disappointed when I saw that because I always look at Papoose and Remy Ma as having this ideal relationship. But
why'd you automatically believe it? I guess you shouldn't be
disappointed. Well, I didn't report it before, but now we're reporting it because Papoose has actually responded to these allegations, and he dug up some old video footage of her on Facebook Live that had been deleted. He somehow did his research and investigated and found this video.
Me and Fat Man never had that kind of encounter. I wanted to, but I ain't know the secret. But y'all mean, he ended up with Remy. What the fuck up was going with the jab? You f***ing hear me, Papoose? Nah, I they trying to say my baby girl his. Girl, why?
Who's in the can? Hold
shut down. Your ass up. Me and him ain't never had no secret.
So well, in that video, she's admitting that she never even had sex with him.
And that's why you shouldn't even have been disappointed when you first heard her say it, because we don't know if it's the truth or not.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't disappointed, like, oh, my God, he definitely did it. But I just was like, man, that would be terrible. So,
well,
anyway,
Papoose mm-hmm. for coming through with receipts.
Now, Papoose actually posted that video, and he said, part one, the female in the backseat is the person who's been doing interviews claiming I'm the father of her child. She was even fake crying on camera in this footage filmed weeks ago before she decided to fabricate these lies. She was riding around on Facebook Live. It looks like the driver knew she was lying, so she asked her, did she and I have sex? And she clearly said no. So he said he did know this woman. She was a promoter in Connecticut who booked him, and that's the only way he knew her. He didn't know her any other way. And he said if he did ever do anything, he said he would never cheat with a chick as unattractive as that woman is.
That's what I said earlier. I just know Pat would not with her. Mm-mm.
Not that he would ever cheat
not
at all, period.
Would, but definitely yeah. not now.
Ain't enough Hennessy in the world. I seen the pictures of that girl.
All right. I mean, that's foul. She can't be going around doing interviews. That's real whack. He should sue her or something.
Yeah, but you know
what? Because what if that would have messed up his relationship?
You know what's even whacker? The people who interview people like that. Like, they shouldn't even be getting granted an interview just because they can pick up the phone and get online and tell a lie. Like, they shouldn't even be getting interviews.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Thank you, Miss Yee.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty
fun.
Charlamagne
the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes. Donkey today for Monday, May 8th, goes to Phaedra Parks. Now, I don't really watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta, but I've been monitoring some of the recent events from this season. And this one particular situation has had my attention. And that one situation was Phaedra Parks telling Portia Williams that Candy Burris and her husband Todd Tucker had planned on drugging Portia in order to take advantage of her sexually. I repeat, Phaedra Parks told Portia that Candy and her husband Todd had planned on drugging Portia in order to take advantage of her sexually, in case you're keeping score. That's rape, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, no other way around it. That is rape. R-A-P-E. All right, Phaedra said that Candy is a rapist. Do we have the audio of Candy flipping out over these allegations?
Phaedra, she said I had a sex dungeon. You know, if I had one, I would tell everybody about it because I don't care.
Does it really matter?
The part that matters, Phaedra, this chick tried to turn it around and said that we tried to drug her.
You told someone that you were going to drug me and take me to a sex dungeon.
Sheree, do you hear this lie?
Candy has every right to be turned. Mm-hmm. Okay, man, oh, woman, nobody wants to be labeled a damn rapist, right? Especially when we live in an era where nobody cares about the truth if the lie is more entertaining. So everybody named Mama ran with that rumor. Doesn't matter if it's true or not. Who cares? It's a good one. Candy and her husband Todd have a sex dungeon and they was trying to drug Portia so they could rape her? Who got time for facts and truth when the lie is that amazing? Now, as a friend, if I heard something like that about one of my friends, I would tell them to. I would probably ask them not to repeat it, but I would make them aware. Hey, I heard such and such is trying to drug and rape you. Just watch yourself when you're around them. But Portia decided to bring it up to Candy. Therefore, Candy thought Portia was a bold-faced liar. But last night on The Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion, it was a plot twist that many saw coming. Okay, old Portia was hoodwinked. She had been bamboozled when she found out that the whole, well, we found out that the whole drugging and raping story Portia had was a secondhand false information courtesy of Phaedra Parks. Yes, Phaedra told Portia that that's what she heard with no information to back it up whatsoever. Let's flash back to last night's reunion.
to say, repeat and say I would drug somebody, it's just like a multiple levels to that.
Both
it's like, for one, she, as a person who knows me, knows that I don't do drugs and deal with anything with any drugs. But then on top of that, as an attorney, why would you repeat to say somebody would drug somebody? Y'all know how much I care about my business and my brand.
Yeah.
And y'all gonna sit up there and say some shit like that. It's like, to me, it's one thing to say, oh, she messed with this person, she did that. It's like, whatever, whatever. We throw shade, whatever, but drugs? You should understand that drugging somebody while they're drinking
it's
and
rape.
Taking them home is rape. Y'all accuse me of being a f***ing rapist.
That's crazy.
Did you honestly believe that she would do that?
I didn't know.
But not to repeat it to me as it was truth? So you really felt like Todd and Candy wanted to drug me enough to lie and say that she told you herself. You have to understand how f***ed up this is. How f***ed up I've been looking, stand by your side and holding you down, because that's the type of friend that I am.
I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't know if it was true or not.
But I asked you, was it true? Don't tell me like it's the truth.
Let the record show, Phaedra Parks is an attorney. Is that perjury? It don't count because they're not in the courtroom. Now, when I did Watch What Happens Live earlier this year, Phaedra Parks said to me that she don't be involved in the mess. Because she's an attorney, and her mom is some type of political figure in Atlanta, if I remember correctly. So Phaedra was telling me that she don't be into the mess. Well, I know I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but this looks and sounds like mess to me. I don't do Real Housewives of Atlanta like that. I just know that I don't like people lying on people for no reason. Lying makes for a great storyline on reality TV, but it's a waste of time in real life, okay? And since I don't watch the show like that, I couldn't properly convey how trifling Phaedra is, so I had to call a friend to do it for me. Cadillac Kimberly, I want you to explain to us why Phaedra is trifling.
Because you can't believe anything she says. Even after the reunion was over, she called me and told me that Portia was stupid and didn't know how to hold her down while the lie came out. So even then, she's still dogging out who's supposed to be her friend. And even though she talk about Candy going down on everybody, wow. Phaedra might not admit it, but she does too, because she always said it was too early in the marriage to be doing that, which means if you've been married longer, then it's okay.
Okay. Anything else you want to add about Phaedra?
Phaedra, I don't know. I hope Jesus does fix it. How about that?
How about that?
Thank you, Cadillac Kimberly.
I love you. I'll be blessed. You're my number one morning show on the radio.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Who in the hell
wants...
Who in the hell wants an attorney that you can't trust? You can't represent me if we can't believe a word that comes out of your mouth. Why do these women and men ruin their day jobs for reality TV? Is that Real Housewives money worth your reputation and livelihood? Please give Phaedra Park some of the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please. Let's try this
nobody
again.
Singing.
Here we go. Donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
Hee-haw.
Hee-haw.
Yeah, it was disgusting last night. It was disgusting to see somebody lie like that, and then when they ask her about it, just look at them like they stupid.
And a woman whose word, she's supposed to be an honorable individual because she's an attorney. I'm telling you, when I met her at Watch What Happens Live, and this was behind the scenes, she was like, I don't be in the mess. Oh. I don't get involved in the mess. I don't do the mess. I want to see, she said her
apparently
mom's a political
do.
Figure. Oh, all mess.
Portia should have wilded out a little more, though. Now, she should have went crazy on her. Couldn't went crazy on her. She lied, have you looking crazy, and then when you ask her about it, she's just like, oh, well, hell
well, Candy
no.
rightfully was very upset, though.
Yeah,
those
been.
Accusations against her are tremendous.
All hey, right. Phaedra breaking a law, though. That's got it. What's that, slander or perjury? Which one is it?
It's like defamation.
Yeah,
libel.
Defamation of character. Yes, well,
defecation of character.
Defecation.
Defecation? No, I don't know about defecation.
Yes,
no. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes.
When we come back, 800-585-1051. Has a friend ever lied on you?
A friend?
Yes. They were friends. That was her bestie. 800-585-1051. Has a friend ever lied on you and you caught them so crazy? Call us up right
now.
It's
mostly people I'm not friends with that lied about. I'm trying to think if any of my friends ever lied.
All right. Well, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day to Phaedra from Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes, because she's a liar.
She is a liar, and she's a stone-cold, horrible-ass liar.
Stone-cold.
Yeah, stone-cold. She's a different kind of liar, because it's one thing just to be lying, but when you lie with criminal, putting criminal cases on people, I guess, so to speak, that's a different kind of lie.
That's a different kind of lie. So we're asking, 800-585-1051, has a friend ever lied on you? So with you, Charlamagne, has it?
Here's the thing about that. I have had so-called friends lie on me. The reason I say so-called friends is because the people who would tell lies on you in that manner were never your friends to begin with. So when you say, have you ever had a friend lie on you, technically I'd say no, because these people were never my friends to begin with. But so-called friends, absolutely.
Like what?
Oh, man, I get so much different stuff all the time. I really don't even pay no attention, because my whole thing is a lie is a lie regardless of who believes it. So, I mean, yeah, you can put it. It actually says more about the person lying than it does about the lie that they said. I end up feeling sorry for the person who's actually lying more so than I do about the actual lie that they told.
Here's the thing about people lying about you, too. Sometimes I feel like no one ever wants to believe what the truth is. People like to believe a lie. So sometimes it's hard for you to even try to be like, no, that's not true, that's a lie, because and nobody wants to believe you and they think you're just denying it. So sometimes I just let it go and I'll be like, all right, whatever you want to believe.
That's why I said a lie is a lie regardless of who believes it. It's still a lie.
I realize that's why I don't have any friends. Like, I really don't. Like, I don't, because I, you know, people say things and they get jealous and people lie, and I really don't have any friends, and I'm cool with it. I'm actually fine with it.
I have a lot of friends.
Hello, who's this?
This Diamond.
Hey, Diamond. A friend ever lied on you, Diamond?
Oh, yes.
Tell me about it.
Okay, my best friend, I used to call her like my sister. She lied to my mom and told my mom that I was dating my other friend's married brother.
Mm. Wow.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. After that, I never talked to her. I never did anything. I never even asked her why she did it. Because the point of the matter is, you don't tell nobody. If I was, why would you tell my mom that?
Right.
Because she was looking out for you. She wanted you to stop being a hoe.
No, Charlamagne. That's not looking out for nobody. Especially when you're from New Orleans. You don't let nobody play you like that.
You ain't kill her, did you?
There you go. No.
No, I didn't kill her.
Okay. Because you're from New Orleans. It's got to check.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, who's this?
This is Kenny from Virginia Beach.
Now, Kenny, has a friend ever lied on you, bro?
Man, let me tell you about this. A friend lied on me and told all my friends in school that I had a threesome with his mom.
You see, you're supposed to go with that lie. Now,
No. Lies,
you should always,
lie,
you should always be able to hold that over your friend's head. I had sex with your mama.
Nah, see, it's crazy because he lied on me just because he wanted to fight me, but I ended up getting jumped in the bathroom. And my leg was broke for like 2 weeks.
Wow.
So he jumped you because you had a threesome with his mom?
Yeah, but I didn't even do it.
That's not even a good reason to jump somebody. How you mad at this man because he had a threesome with your mom?
Yeah, but it wasn't even a threesome. I just did it with his mom.
Oh, you
his
did
mom,
it
like,
okay.
His mom's like the community dot, though. It's not really that bad.
Oh, see, now you deserve to get beat up. Now I see why you jumped. You call his man mama a community thought. That's why he jumped on you.
Oh, my goodness.
Shaking my head, man. It's terrible.
Shaking my head.
800-585-1051. Has a friend ever lied on you? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Breakfast Club. Now we're asking, has a friend ever lied on you? Now this comes out of Charlamagne's Donkey today. He gave it to Phaedra from Housewives of Atlanta.
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes, because Phaedra was lying. She said she made up a lie that she heard Portia. Well, Candy and Todd wanted to drug and rape Portia.
I wish you guys would have told me you were watching this last night, put us in the group chat so we could have all watched it.
I seen it last night. It was pretty good. I mean, she lied so good, and then after she lied, she didn't even say apologize. She was just pretty much like, yeah, I lied. I'm sorry. If you don't like it, I don't like it. She didn't accept it. She didn't own it. She was just like, it is what it is.
I just don't understand the point of grown-ass people lying. Like, I just don't get it. Like,
about
it makes
something
no sense
so serious.
Hey, yeah, like, I don't even understand what Phaedra got out of that. Like, there was no motive behind it. Like, she just wanted to ruin people's day.
Right. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, has a friend ever lied on you?
Yeah. My ex-girlfriend, well, she was, like, a real cool friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And she was mad because I didn't want to give her no money. I didn't want to pay her phone bill because she was on my phone bill.
Mm.
And she lied and told my ex-boyfriend that I had STD so he could break up with me.
Wow. Damn. People always lie about things like that.
Did he break up, up with you?
What did they say? You had herpes?
Yeah.
How'd you know?
Because that's people like to say that because it makes it seem like it'll never go away, so it's worse than anything else. You know she got herpes.
Did he break up with you?
No.
Oh. All right. Well, thank
you, mama. Going on strong. 5 years.
There Do you have herpes?
No.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? This is Jerome from Houston.
Jerome Rome. Now, has a friend ever lied on you?
Yes, sir, man.
What happened?
All right, so I was talking to this chick, and then we was talking for about a cool week or so. And then a week later, she like, you know, I can't talk to you no more. And I'm like, why? So at first, she wouldn't tell me. So finally, after getting her to tell me, she tell me that somebody telling her that I'm going around saying she a lesbian and she been letting dudes run trains on her and stuff like that.
Wow.
So I'm like, man, get out of here, bro. Like, who told you that, man? She finally told me who it is. And it's my partner. Like, my partner, like, my real good partner. So I go back to him, and I'm like, bro, you said all this? He was like, yeah, man, I did. I'm like, why? Come to find out a week or so later, they start talking. So he was just trying to backdoor me the whole time, bro.
You still cool with him?
Nah, I ain't talked to bro in about 4 years. Anyone just because that, it was the most stuff happened, but nah, man, me and bro ain't partner like
I'm
that.
I'm still trying to figure out why your lie ain't make no sense. You said she's a lesbian and she be having dudes run mad trains on them.
Well, okay.
That's not lesbian behavior.
Around here, you know, this generation, that's kind of believable because she got partners that do that. So he tried to make sure, like I said, she's doing it right along with him.
Okay. A little confusing, but we get it. Hello, who's
all
this?
All I hear is mess. All right.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, we're talking about a friend that lied on you. You had a friend that lied on you?
Absolutely. First of all, good morning, guys. I will listen to you
every morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, I had a friend. We've been friends. We were friends for a long time. Mind you, this happened probably like 10 years ago. So this was back in AOL Instant Messenger days.
Me and her had
gotten into a little argument, and I basically just needed some space from her, stopped talking to her. She started calling my husband, my brother-in-law, my parents, keep on trying to get in contact with me when all I needed was my space. So she finally made like a new AOL Instant Messenger name. She got in contact with me. She went and started messaging me. And I basically, when I told her, I said, oh my God, like, what do you want? Why do you keep on stalking me? I got my husband back here, like, and we looking at you like you crazy as hell. So she went and she said, oh, he's back there. She started going ahead and writing me all these different lies, basically telling my husband how I had a threesome with her brother and my friend, how I had cheated on him with multiple females. And the bad part about it was that he actually believed her.
Oh, my gosh. Who believes that?
He believed her. And he's, as I'm, like, texting back to her, he's in the background like, are you kidding me? Like, what? You really did that? And I'm like, look, she's mad and she's trying to get at me through you. Why are you believing her BS?
That's what I'm saying. It's so hard when somebody lies about you to convince somebody that it's a lie. It's like, there's nothing you can do about it. People believe what they want to believe.
She's pulling stuff out, like straight out her butt. Like, it's just like making stuff up, like right off of the top of her head. This caused, I'd say, about 4 to 5 years of constant arguments with my husband, bringing up how, oh, I had a threesome with her brother. How dare I say anything? Basically, like,
oh my
gosh, that did wrong,
just throw it back in your face.
He threw that back in my face.
Right.
Yeah.
Something that's not even true.
Wow. And you know what, though? When the lie is really that extreme, you kind of like...
Yeah, like, who would make all that up?
Yeah, you kind of have no choice but to believe it because that's what you're thinking. Like, what? Nobody would make that up.
Now, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is a lie is still a lie regardless of who believes it. Okay? Mm-hmm. Period. So, I mean, that's one thing that you do have to remember when you're dealing with lies.
Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Chris Brown. He finally got served with a restraining order. We'll tell you how he responded to that. It wasn't pretty. Also, Chris Bosh, he's being sued, and that has to do with porn and poop.
Okay. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I can hear it.
Mm-hmm. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Chris Brown.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, Chris Brown has been served with papers, a restraining order from Carucci. Now, he actually posted after receiving those papers. He's not too happy about it, clearly. He said, I'm so sick of these thirsty adults. Jacob has the obsession. That's her manager, Jacob York. Mm-hmm. Her team is trying their best. For what? No one has served me, and the lengths they are going, I should call them stalkers. What's even more effed up is that they played off of my past by saying I abused her. Come on now, opening old wounds to make Kay a victim. That's some evil-ish. Sad part, y'all believe it. Leave her alone. Provoking me to spaz so they can have something. Notice this ish happened when they need to promote something. So he goes on to say, I will not just accept papers from any lawyer, and I will not go to court to admit guilt to further tarnish who I am. I pled guilty in the Rihanna case because I was. I refuse to allow these evil-hearted people to label me and lie because they think it will. And he goes on and on to talk about it.
Well, that's the thing. All you got to do is say that Chris Brown is abusive in some way, shape, or form when people will believe it based off his past.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, she allegedly wants to testify against him in court, and she claims that he did all kinds of things to her, beat her up. So she's been trying to serve him with these papers.
And she trying to get him locked up, or does she want money? I'm confused because they're not together anymore, right?
No, they're not together anymore. Now, what her side of this is, according to sources, because mm-hmm. I don't know, I haven't heard from her personally mm-hmm. say this, but they're saying that she just wants to kind of make sure that he doesn't do this to anybody else ever again.
So she wants to lock him up.
I don't know if she wants to get him locked up, but I guess she was trying to get the restraining order mm-hmm. against him, and she's saying that he did beat her up and do all of these things to her. Clearly, you can see that he's denying it and saying that it's all lies. So she wants a permanent restraining order. I don't know that she wants to get him locked up, but she wants to get a permanent restraining order against him.
Okay.
All right? That's what it seems like. Mm-hmm. All right, now Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are launching a clothing line. They have a kids line. It's called Kids Supply. So according to Kim, she tweeted this out last week. For the past few years, Kanye and I have made almost all of our kids' clothes, and we have collaborated on a new kids line. The line dropped on Cinco de Mayo, and people have been really buying this stuff. The price range goes from $22 to $240. So,
what was $22 a hat? Because I know them Yeezys
they
for
have
kids
t-shirts.
Are $140.
They're Yeezys not Yeezys, though. I mean, it's a clothing line. They got little cute camouflage clothes and stuff like okay. that. So,
I bet you it costs the same amount as Big Baller Brand.
Probably.
All right, Birdman has put up photos of his kids posing with Lil Wayne. Even though they're in the middle of this $51 million legal battle, Lil Wayne still has no problem with Birdman's kids. Because you got to think about it. He's known them since they were babies. Mm-hmm. He was also Birdman's son. So mm-hmm. those are kind of like his brother and his sister. So no reason to be mad at the kids. And we told you the Rolling Loud Festival was in Miami over the weekend. So they were all out there. So I don't know if that means that they've made up with each other. But you can't blame the kids. They're just innocent in the middle of all this, right?
Absolutely.
All right, and Chris Bosh and his wife are being sued. Now, these are the people who are porn, big, huge in the porn industry. They created X Art, and they actually have this whole erotic video thing that was even featured in GQ magazine because what they do is they shoot porn in places that are very classy. So they rented a mansion from Chris Bosh and his wife in the Pacific Palisades, and they said they put down $138,000 to cover the first month's rent and a security deposit. Problem is, they said there was toxic mold inside, there were leaks, plumbing issues, there was rat-ish everywhere, and they said the internet access was horrible. And you know you need the internet if you're filming porn. So they said it was so bad they had to get medical assistance for sickness and rashes that they had from the mold that was in there. So they're mm-mm. trying to get their money back plus unspecified damages. Have you guys ever watched X Art?
No.
You don't watch classy porn?
No.
All right.
I don't like classy porn. I like my porn where the person is jogging down the street and, you know, they're in the middle of the hood and they go up to some gangbanger's door and ask for a drink of water and the guy says, come on in. And then when they go in, they start having the sex. That's the kind of plot
I like. Now, when you say gangbanger, do you mean like a gangbang?
You know, I mean like a gangbanger, like a guy that'll put a gun in your face and rep his set at the same time.
Sounds like you got moist. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.